Blackstone Audio presents One Man's Meat by E.B. White. This book is read by Malcolm Hilgartner. Forward. Modest in its size and presumptions, engaging in tone, E.B. White's One Man's Meat has resisted becoming historic, even after a non-stop run of 55 years in print. Perhaps now, with this fresh edition, we should allow the laurel to descend, although we may be certain, the moment we open its pages, that the author would wince at the ceremony, or simply not attend. First published in 1942, and reissued in expanded form 2 years later, the book was unweighty by design, being not a sustained single work, but a compilation of the writer's monthly columns for Harper's, which he had begun writing in 1938, along with 3 casual essays first published in The New Yorker. Because of this format, and the format of the author's mind, the book has always had the heft, the light usefulness, of a bushel basket, carrying a raking of daily or seasonal notions, and, on the next short trip, the heavier burden of an idea. The image owes much to White himself, whose remembered, easy, unstriding walk across a pasture or down the shore road of his main farm remains unique, as does his touch with the homely utensils of prose. Strewn with errands and asterisks, farming tips and changes of weather, notes on animals and neighbors and statesmen, One Man's Meat is too personal for an almanac, too sophisticated for a domestic history, too funny and self-doubting for a literary journal. Perhaps it's a primer, a countryman's lessons that convey at each reading a sense of early morning clarity and possibility.